Kof Vov Adol Sheni, Tuesday the 5th of April, Rabbi Yosef Grunfeld. The relationship between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh.
Good morning. I want to begin this morning with a very enigmatic passage which is very well known from the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos brings the following story. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, when Moshe spent time during the 40 days and during 40 nights spent time Bashamayim, Motsu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoshev V'Koshi Koshe K'sorim L'Oisius. He was putting on the Oisius, he was writing on his Sefer Torah, he was putting the Oisius, the tagging, which we call the tagging, on the letters. Those strokes which are on top, pardon? The tagging on the letters. Omar Lafonov, so Moshe said to him, Ribbon Shalom, Mima Akev al Yodcho. Says Rashi, Mashiko Safta Sha'atat Sorach Lahoisiv Oid Aleim Ksorim. What's stopping you giving the Torah without the Ksorim? The Ksorim is complete, and you, the Torah is complete, and you are adding these tagin. What for? Is there somebody who's going to be able to dashen all this? Omar Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Odom Echod Yesh. There's a person, she'osad liyos b'seif kama doiris, who will live many, many generations later, v'akiva min Yosef Shemai. It's akiva min Yosef, she'osid lidresh al kol koitz v'koitz, tilin tilin shalalochas. He will be the one who will be doiresh, he will find things in these tagin, so therefore I'm writing these tagin. For Rabbi Akiva, Omar Lafonov, Ribbono Shel Olam, Her Euli, show him to me. Omaloi Chazoi Lacharecho, turned round, and he found himself in the shear of Rabbi Akiva. Holach v'yoshach b'soif shmoi neshuros. He sat at the end of the eight shuros of Talmidim. V'loi hoyo yodei amah hein oimim. He couldn't understand what the shear was about. He couldn't follow. Toshash koichoi. He had a chalishis hadas. Given Shigia Ledova Echot, they came to a certain point. Omrulai Tamid of Rebbe Minayin Lecho. Where do you know this from? Where's your Makoyah? Omalehen Halochel Moshe Misinai. It's Halochel Moshe Misinai. We've had this from Moshe. Nisiashvodatai. So Moshe was baruig, as they say. He calmed down. It's got a very, very difficult passage. Firstly, because it flies against the famous Medrash, which says that Mikra, Mishnah, Halachas, Talmud, Tosefta's, Agodas, Vafila Masha Talmud, Vosik, Osed Leime Lifnei Rabbon, Kulon, Nemru LeMoshe Misinai. Moshe knew all the Chidushim, anything that anybody would be Machadish in the future. So there was nothing that Moshe didn't know. And here he was having problems. So what does this Gemara mean? Secondly, the Shatla Batari is very difficult. He didn't understand, and this says Halacha Moshe Misinai, so he did know. So he did know or he didn't know. The passage itself in Menei Bay is very difficult. Pardon?
Says?
Maybe he forgot.
So you think he forgot? He forgot?
Yes.
Very unlikely. Why should he forget? It's not a very nice thing to say about Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah?
Yeah? It wouldn't be a good Moshe HaTorah if he forgot. We can't trust him if he forget. We trust Moshe that he knew everything, and he didn't forget anything, and he gave it over, and he gave it over properly. Yeah. Anyhow, there are various approaches to this. Rabbi Dessler has a whole approach to it, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah learning was grasped through prophecy. It was an inner understanding of Torah. HaTorah has a panemius. It came from the Vekas Pashem, a completely different. Moshe's learning came from the panemius of Torah, whilst Rabbi Kiva's learning was an external intellectual exercise as understanding the Torah b'chitzon and coming to the truth through external analysis. And he's got a whole mahalach as why one is different from the other. Well, I don't want to go into this now. I want to introduce an Or HaChaim, a different new approach, which the Or HaChaim has got, which is quite yesodistic. But before we do that, we have to first understand, how do we know that there was a Torah Shebal Peh given together with a Torah Shebiksav? So, there's a famous passage, another famous passage, of Hillel. Again, the question was asked, how do you know that there's a Torah Shebal Peh which goes together with a Torah Shebiksav? Ton Rabbonam, Ma'ase b'nochri echot, there was a ma'ase with a guy, Shebo lifnei Shammai, he came to Shammai, Omer lo, kama Torahs yesh lachem? How many Torahs have you got? Omer lo, shtayim, there's two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. Omer lo, Shebiksav ani ma'mincho, Torah Shebiksav, I believe you. I don't believe that there was another Torah which was given alongside. Gaireni amanos shetil medeni Torah shebiksav alone. Be megayimi with that alone. Goa boy, and he threw him out. He was very annoyed, and Beis Shammai threw him out. Then he came to Hillel, boilif ne Hillel, the girei, and he was megayim. Rashi says, because he was sure that he'd be able to convince him that there was a Torah shebal peh. So he began by teaching Omalei, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. He taught him on the first day, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Lemocha, Apichlei. The next day, he reversed it. So Rashi learns that he said, Tov, Shein, Reish, Kuf. In other words, the first day he told him the whole Aleph, Beis this way, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, until Tov. And the next day, he told him, Tov, Shin, Reish, and it's worked backwards with him. It's just the way that Rashi learns from the Bashot Hagas. What's the difference? What's the difference backwards and forwards? It's the same Aleph base. So the Bashot learns that there are differences. There's difference in Gematrias. And there are other differences, but there's difference in Gematrias. If Tov is the first, is Aleph the first? There'll be what? Because Aleph is 1 and Tov is 400. The other way around, if Tov is 400, if Tov would be 1 and Aleph would be 100, if that's the first one. So the Mispah, there are, and he says there are other, he doesn't mention what they are, there are other Nafkaminas. Anyhow, so Hillel said to him, so the Ger said to him, for Esmoel, lo yomati lihoch, you didn't tell me this yesterday, you said it the other way around. Oh my love, Olai didi kosom chus. You see, even on the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, you have to rely on me. So then rely on me on the whole Torah Shebal Peh. You can't even move without relying on me. You can't even start without relying on me. You see, you had to trust me. So there must be a Torah Shebal Peh as well. And Bemis, it's hinted, of course, the fact that it's a Torah Shebal Peh is hinted in the Torah itself, as Chazal say. Eile hachukim v'hamishpotim v'hatoyrois hachukim eile hamidroshim hamishpotim eile hadinim v'hatoyrois melamed sheshnei toyros nitnu lehem liyisrael echad b'chsav v'echad bal peh. The truth of the matter is that even if you could read the alphabet and you were fluent in the alphabet, you wouldn't be able to read the Torah without a Torah Shebal Peh. Because the Torah is written without vowels. And so, since I'd like to connect it to this week's Sedra, that's why I've chosen this subject, I'd like to read you the beginning of this week's Sedra. V'ayedav Hashem Moshe Leimer, Dabel b'mei Yisrael, leima, isho ki sazriya v'yolda zocha, v'toma shivas yomim, b'mei nidas devoysa titmo. O ayom hashmini yirem al basar arlosoi, u'shloishim yomim, teishei b'dmei Torah. B'chol koidish loy siga, v'am b'mikdash loy sovoi, adma loy simei tara. V'im nekeva teileid, V'tomah shivim kinidosa. Sorry? No, shivim.
Point taken.
You couldn't even read the Torah. How do you know it's Shvuayim? Maybe it's 70 days, and you have to wait 70 days for a Nekeva. Let me give you another example. Lo Savashal Gadi Bechelev Imoy. How do you know it's Cholov? In fact, I'll ask you something else. How do you know that there's an Is of Chalev? Kol Cholov or Kol Dam, Lo Seichlu. The Is on Chalev. Kol Chalev, Kol Dam, Lo Seichlu. How do you know? Maybe it's for Kol Cholov or Kol Dam, Lo Seichlu. You couldn't, even if you knew the Aleph base. Hillel was showing this gear that you can't even start off with without the Torah Shabbat Peh, with the letters. You wouldn't know what letters what without the Torah Shabbat Peh. Here, you couldn't even read it without a Masorah. What about Mila? Zois brisi asher tishmeru b'ni u'v'neichem u'v'n zarech acharecho himoel lochem kol zocho. So you should circumcise every male. Unamaltem es pesar or laschem. That's what we're told. You should be mal the besar or laschem. Now where's that? There's a possible which says unamaltem es or lashalev. Maybe you should cut in the heart somewhere. Hein ani aral sefasayim. Maybe you should make a cut in the lips. Here's a passage from Yirmiyah. Hine arela oznom. Or las pesarchem. That's all it says. Or las pesarchem. So maybe it's the lobe of your ear. Or a part of your lip. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the Mokum of Mila. Again, you can only have this with the Torah Shebal Peh. I'll give you an example of Tfilin. Tfilin. V'hoya la'ois al yodecho u'letoitafois bein einecho. U'letoitafois bein einecho. Can you translate toitafois, please? Phylacteries, you know what phylacteries are? In fact, you'll see in many translations, it's called frontlets. Do you know what frontlets are? Maybe they're first cousins of cutlets, I don't know. What's a frontlet? Where do we get black boxes from? With ritsuas. Not a word in the Torah, not a word which describes what tefillin should look like. That you'll go back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of one till the other, we've got the same tefillin. Where from? Tzitzis isn't much easier. What are tzitzis? Tassels. Fringes. That makes it much clearer. What about Shabbos? Leisaz zekol melocha. You may not do any melocha on Shabbos. On pain of death. This is a pretty serious one. Now what mustn't you do? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. The Torah tells you that if you transgress a Shabbos law, there's a chiv misa. And there's nowhere in the Torah other than the juxtaposition of the Mishkan, which is all part of our oral law, which is also part of a Torah Shabbat Peh, which gives us the 39 melachos. What are you supposed to do on Yom Kippur? V'nisim es nafshei seichem. V'nisha, yeah. That's right. Whip yourself, maybe. Whip your heart. Afflict your heart. Where do you get fasting from? There's hardly a mitzvah in the Torah which is possible to perform without an accompanying explanation as to what this mitzvah is like, or how it has to be performed. And of course, one of the classic examples is, Ki yirchak mimcho hamokim asher yivcha Hashem elakecha losum shumayshom v'zovachta mibkorcha u'mitzoynecha asher nosun Hashem elakecha kasher tzivisicha. You should shecht your animals in the way I have described. Kasher tzivisicha. You can look backwards and forwards and up and down in the Torah, and you find nowhere at all that there's any way that the Torah describes how Shechita works. Where the point of Shechita is, what's osur, what's treif, what's posur, what's not. Nowhere. But it says, Kasher tzivisicha. There was a command. That command had to be in Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, what I would like to do now with you is to go through a very interesting Or HaChaim, which is on this week's Sedra. It's not always easy to find on Sazria and Metzora. So, there is a very important... I hope you don't mind if I do it with you inside. Do you mind?
No.
Pardon?
We'll finish by nine.
I can't hear you?
Finish by nine.
Is that no? Right. Actually, I'm travelling, so I also have to finish. Okay. I'll do it. If I see I'm not finishing, I'll do it very quick. I'll have to finish it by heart. But there's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a pasuk in the Torah which says,
I haven't got it.
All right.
What's it about?
It's about Saras. It's Lamed Zion Posuk. Sorry, I thought. Lamed Zion. Yeah. Vim bein of omad hanesek v'seir shochot tzomach boy nir pan nesek. If the nesek hasn't moved, it doesn't matter. But what if the nesek hasn't moved? It becomes healed. Tohayahu v'ti haray hakoyin. The words are tohayahu v'ti haray hakoyin. It is toya, and the coin has to be matar. Now the Or HaChaim brings a Torah's kainim. This is this Torah's kainim. But Torah's kainim omru tohaya. It says tohayahu. Yochol yiftach v'yelech loy. I might think that if somebody knows that it's Toher, he doesn't have to come to the Kohen. He's sure it's Toher. He's a Talmud Chacham, and he's okay. He's clean. He's pure. Talmud Leimer v'ti haroi hakohen. He can't be pure until the Kohen has proclaimed him clean. Yochol imam hakohen al tomei Toher yir Toher. I might think that, let's say, now you need the T.R.O. coin. You need that the coin has to be Matiah. What would be if the coin, he went to the coin, and the coin said it's Toya, and it was actually Tomei, he got it wrong. Talmud Loya, Mloima, Toya who? It has to be Toya. The T.R.O. coin is conditional, that if the coin is Matiah, the Tara only comes about if it was really Toya. But if it was Tome and he said Toya, that's no good. So there's two halachas we should learn now. Firstly, if I'm a Talmud Chacham, and I know the halachas clean, I can say quiet, I could proclaim myself, I know it's not a Neset. I know it has a spread. I cannot go until I've had it pronounced by a kohen. If there is kosher, for tira kohen. Now, what's one halacha? The second halacha is that the kohen has to get it right. If the kohen proclaimed it toy and it was really tomei, nothing. It's not chal. Va'al dovo zeh ola hillel. On this hillel came ola vasholim. Ola hillel went up to Eretz Yisrael. Mi bovel. From here, Hillel, on this second halacha, Hillel went up to Bovel to inquire from Shmaya v'Avtalion. Mashma, this is the Arachaim. Mashma shalayhoi yochel achricham yaposuk at she'olah le'etz Yisrael. He wasn't able to show clearly from this posuk this second halacha. And he had to find out, k'moshe dorashu, he didn't know, he hadn't yet had a Kabbalah, that the second halacha is true. The second halacha is that if the kohen got it wrong, maybe if the kohen got it wrong, it's depending on the kohen, it's toyer, because the kohen said so. No, but if the kohen got it wrong, that's a new halacha, which he darshan with his posuk toyahu. But he hadn't been makabel this halacha from his rebbes. So there, he went to Eretz Yisrael to find from the Mesoire HaToyra, which was Shmaya Batalion, to find out where this halacha was true. Is there such a halacha? Yeah? V'tzoruch l'daz b'maho yecholkim olam miyashma k'suvim. What was the shayla here, how he's fitting the psukim? Now listen to this. V'nira, ki toher v'tiru tzrichin lodun shalo yifta v'yelechla. The first thing we have to know is that you can't walk away, even if you're big Talmud Chacham. Ela ad sh'yom ela akoin toher ato. Shezulas toher ha'yisi oimer. If I wouldn't have had the word toher and v'tiru akoin, maybe an Amoris has to come to the coin. He doesn't know the halacha. So he has to come to the coin. Ki a coin who boki bil chaseilu. So when do you need v'tiyaru a coin? You need v'tiyaru a coin when you don't know, when you're an Amoris. Ula'olim im yodahu shu boye, yifta v'yelach. He doesn't have to come if he's a Talmud Chacham. Talmud lo'im v'tiyahu v'tiyaru a coin. That's the one thing you learn. There was no hechruch for the drosha of Hillel until he went to Eretz Yisrael, the second drosha, v'yodosha came bohob b'halocha. Hillel didn't know if his second dig was correct. I can see I'm going to run out. I'm not going to read it out. Let me tell you the sod of the Arachaim. The Arachaim says that once Hillel knew that his second halacha was correct, that the kohen can only be matai if he gets it right, then he fitted. He says, "Where's the makoy? That was Toshe Bapeh. He got that from Shmaya v'Avtalion. Where's the raya in the Torah? Where in the Torah? Vushteit the halacha?" Said Hillel, "It's here. V'tohar who? It's only if he gets it right. V'toyer v'tiyar al kohen." If he gets it right, that's okay. If he wouldn't have had this halacha, b'mesoira, he wouldn't have fitted it in into this pasuk. But once he had that makabola from his rebbes, that this is a true halacha, then he said, this is the makoya. Now listen to the yesod of the Arachaim. The Arachaim says that our job, b'Torah Shebapeh, is to find where the Torah Shebapeh is written in Torah Shebiksav. All Torah Shebapeh is hinted in Torah Shebiksav. The question is, where is it? And that's where you find the machloikas, and that's how you find that the Chachomin, they were oisik the whole time, Manolam, Manolam, how do you know? All these questions in the Gemara, yes, where do you know this from? The Esek HaTorah, once you've got the Torah Shebal Peh, is to find it in Torah Shebiksav. And Hillel didn't yet know whether this halacha was true. Once he knew it was a true halacha, he said, that's where it is. And that's the whole Esek. I want to just get findings. Says the Arachayim, that's the Peshat in Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know and Akiva knew? The whole of Torah when Moshe was given. He knew everything which a Talmud Vosu is going to be Mechadish, he knew. Nobody can know more than Moshe. Until Mashiach come, ain't chiddush lo yod Moshe. Avol ahefreshu ki Moshe nosen lo Hashem Torah she biksav v'Torah she balpeh. That's what Moshe got. V'nei odem baruchu b'chachmas hayisborach rosham b'Torah she biksav. He was rosham. He hinted in Torah she biksav. Kol Torah she balpeh she amal Moshe. Avol lo yehodir le Moshe. He did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu where Torah Sheh Baal Peh is hinted in Torah Sheh B'Ksav. He told him the old Torah, but not where it is in Torah Sheh B'Ksav. V'zuhi avoydas b'nei Yisrael amolei Torah. She'yashu ha'locha sh'nem el-Moshe b'Sinai. V'asoydis v'adroshos kula nitnum le'mokum Torah Sheh B'Ksav. Every halocha in Torah Sheh Baal Peh is somewhere in Torah Sheh B'Ksav. That's where you get the Torah Koinim v'Sifri. The Torah Koinim v'Sifri is all where do you find the Torah Sheh Baal Peh which we had? Where do you find the Torah Sheh B'Ksav? We call the Rosh Hashanah B'Ksuv Me'enam El Al Peh Alochas Havahel Bishum HaTorah Hashem Torah Hashem Tumin Sheh B'Ksav. V'achareim v'ad hayoyim hazeh. He avoided Hakodesh b'nei Torah, the Dayik Hamikros, or the Yashvom al Piyam Amorim Shem Torah Shabel Peh. Vazu he avoided Hatorah Hanikras Eretz Hachaim. The Eretz Hachaim, the Lebedikat Torah, which we learn Torah Shabel Peh, Torah Shabel Peh. Well, that's what we learn is Talmud Torah Shabel Peh. Our job is to find it where is in Torah Shabel Peh. Therefore, says the Arachaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu sat then, he saw Rabbi Akiva was Dorish Tilim Shalalocha. And he hadn't been told that. That was a mitzvah Torah which he hadn't been told. That's for the Chachmei Adoris. But then they always put it back. But where did they know this? Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. We've got it from Torah Shebaal Peh. That's our source. That's what he heard. But here's where it is. That's what this Yashva Data. He saw that was their job. That was their duty. And remember, everyone knows there's Samson Raphael here. She says so beautifully that relationship between Torah Sheh B'Ksav and Torah Sheh Baal Peh. That Torah Sheh is like a lecturer. You go to a lecture, you listen to a lecture, the lecturer teaches you Baal Peh. He teaches you Baal Peh. He gives you a whole lecture, and you make notes. You make little notes. Yeah? You can then reconstruct the lecture from your notes. Somebody who hasn't heard the Torah Sheh Baal Peh will look at your notes, you won't have a clue. You just, squiggle here, squiggle there. They're all reminders for you. Somebody who hasn't heard the lecture will not know what you're talking about. That's the relationship of Torah Sheh Baal Peh and B'Ksav. The Ike Torah is Torah Sheh Baal Peh. But it has been hinted to in Torah Sheh B'Ksav, and that's one which collaborates the other. Here is where it is, here's what we learned about Peh, and that's how you relate the two together. That's what sums up all here. So let me finish off. I've got 30 seconds with a beautiful story of a professor who was at university. He'd been for years and years and years, he'd been teaching, he had thousands of students, and somebody once said to him, I'd like to bring you to a yeshiva. He says, what do you want to bring you to a yeshiva? I've been teaching students for hundreds of years, or 20, 30 years. You can't teach me anything about students. There's nothing that I will see in this yeshiva that I haven't seen in my classes. Don't tell me. I said, please come, please. I nearly persuaded him. He walked into the yeshiva, and they opened the doors, and he was hit by this barrage of noise. This barrage of the thumbs up, and screaming, and shouting, and they're in the shirt sleeves. He looked back, and he could not believe his ears. Could not believe his ears. And he said, you know, in all my years of teaching, I've seen inspired lecturers, but I've never seen inspired students. Today, I've seen inspired students. Let me finish off with Chazal. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Leikoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris Im Yisrael, Elo Bishvil Dvorim Shebaal Peh. That's the main, that's what gives us chiyus. It's not textbooks lying in the library. You go into the British Library. Have you been in the British Library? Not a sound. You coming to a Beis HaMedrash and you're screaming at the top of their voices. That's our Tosh Shabbat prayer. The Kor Sakish Boch of Brisim Yisrael and Bishvot Dvorim Shabbat prayer Shanema Ki Al Pi Dvorim Ha'ele Karat Yisrael Bris Fes Yisrael.
Good.